Welcome to GSO To Go Voices, a podcast that is brought to you by GeorgiaStandards.org, a program under the Office of Instructional Technology within the Georgia Department of Education. This is Tony Vlahakis, your GeorgiaStandards.org host. Thank you for tuning in to the May 2008 GSO To Go Voices podcast. Here at GeorgiaStandards.org, we strive to bring you the best curriculum resources for your classroom. A press release was recently issued from the Georgia Department of Education Communications Office about students in Georgia performing well on graduation tests. A majority of Georgia students are meeting expectations on the Georgia high school graduation tests, including two of the exams that are aligned to the state's more rigorous curriculum. For the first time this year, the Georgia high school graduation tests in English language arts and science are fully aligned to the state's new curriculum, the Georgia Performance Standards, also known as the GPS. Besides testing for more rigor, the new exams also address higher order thinking skills. Slightly more than 86% scored at basic proficiency or above on the new Georgia high school graduation tests in science. The results of Georgia high school graduation tests in mathematics and social studies remained very strong, but were flat when compared to the previous school year. Spreadsheets containing additional results will be added later this month under the More Information section of the press release that can be linked to from this month's GSO To Go newsletter. You are in for a treat when you mosey on down to the General Information section in GSO To Go. Country music singer and Grammy Award winner Travis Tritt reads Bubba, the Cowboy Prince, to some cowboys and cowgirls from an elementary school in Paulding County. After viewing this video, your students will want to watch this fractured Texas tale over and over. Some teachers out there may have missed Free Comic Book Day on May 3rd, but in GSO To Go, we have included some great links on integrating comics into the classroom. The Dirksen Congressional Center also has a site on the value of cartoons through 300 editorial and political cartoons. The Dirksen Cartoon site also links to the lesson plans that go along with the cartoons. GeorgiaStandards.org recently announced a partnership with Thinkfinity. Not only is Thinkfinity a valuable asset in the classroom, but it can extend into the home for parents and other stakeholders. For example, the Thinkfinity Literacy Network is a powerful educational platform that has several literacy audio files in the MP3 format and PDFs available for download. Literacy is a long life pursuit, and that's why the Thinkfinity Literacy Network offers materials for all ages. This includes adult literacy, English as a second language, and parents of preschoolers. Let's listen in on an episode of The Very Hungry Caterpillar from the Talking About Stories for Parents of Preschoolers.
The activities we're going to talk about today center around the book The Very Hungry Caterpillar by author and illustrator Eric Carle. In this fun, colorful book, a little caterpillar eats and eats and eats and changes into a beautiful butterfly. When you read this book with your child, you'll also learn about counting, the days of the week, and good nutrition.
Parents of elementary school-aged children can even listen to 6 episodes on helping their kids build vocabulary and fluency.
Hello and welcome to episode 1 of the podcast series, Helping Your Child Build Fluency, brought to you by the National Center for Family Literacy with support from Verizon. These podcasts are available free on Thinkfinity.org, a website that offers endless possibilities for learning. An important step in becoming a good reader is developing fluency. Fluency refers to the ability to read accurately with appropriate speed and expression. The fluent reader sounds good, is easy to listen to, and reads with enough expression to help the listener understand and enjoy what is being read.
In the continuing education section, we are highlighting Cool Tools, which is a summer course series offered by the University of Georgia ETTC. Course topics include giving students a voice with recording, dynamic digital cameras, movie maker, blogging, student response devices, Google tools, and much more. How to write a winning proposal is another continuing education article in GSO2Go. This hands-on workshop is for K-12 teachers and administrators. The workshop will be held at the Georgia Tech Research Institute in Atlanta. You will write a grant proposal tailored to a current grant opportunity and submit it for funding to your preferred funding source. Both the UGA, ETTC, and grant writing workshops can earn you PLUs. Are you a teacher looking for ideas on an interdisciplinary project? Then take a look at the must-see Teacher TV article in GSO2Go. There is a link to a video of a middle school in North Carolina outlining an interdisciplinary project that engages students in content through various Web 2.0 technologies. Did you know that the first Coca-Cola fountain drink was sold in Jacob's Pharmacy in Atlanta on May 8, 1886? Did you know that Atlanta resident Maynard Jackson became the first African-American to receive a library card on May 19, 1959? Later, Mr. Jackson would become the mayor of Atlanta. There are 16 more Georgia articles that your students can study and research over at the new Georgia Encyclopedia, a GSO partner. GSO2Go is linking to many significant events occurring in May by the new Georgia Encyclopedia. Be sure to check out the article titled May in Georgia History. This podcast will close with a reminder of a wonderful celebration occurring May 5th to the 9th, which is Teacher Appreciation Week. The GeorgiaStandards.org team wants to thank the teachers of Georgia for all that they do for our children. You make a difference to students every single day and have a profound impact on them far beyond the walls of the classroom. I mention just a few of the articles you will find in the May 2008 GSO2Go newsletter. We hope that you take the time to read all the articles and share GSO2Go with other educators. We always encourage feedback from our teachers. Please send GSO Program Manager Kathy Politis an email about anything you would like to share about GeorgiaStandards.org. The GSO team would love to include it in the GSO2Go newsletter and this podcast. To access our monthly newsletter, just enter GeorgiaStandards.org into your browser. Next, click the monthly resources link under the blue GPS website finder portlet. Then, on the news page, you will see the HTML version of GSO2Go and the downloadable PDF version where you can read it on your PC, save it, or print it. This is Tony Vlahakis for GSO2Go Voices. Thanks for listening.